Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to You Are Loved.
I've been through struggles like the ones you're having now, but you will find your own way and make it through somehow.
A program to uplift, inspire, and offer spiritual food for the journey. Good morning and welcome. So nice to be here with all of you. I'm having a little moment trying to get online and get the program going. I had two computers open, neither of which would work, and I was laughing to myself because, of course, the universe is constantly giving us wonderful opportunities through messages of humor. I was going to talk today about looking for the good and finding the good and seeing the good, even when there are problems and frustrations. So isn't it great that the universe just gave me that wonderful opportunity to do that while I was sitting there and can't get online? Nothing is as frustrating as computer problems. So if you're having any of those today, you can know that I'm standing in solidarity with you on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Really happy to have the chance to be with you in this program. That wonderful music at the beginning of the program is from my friend, the Reverend Catherine Sylvan, who is right now in India deepening her own spiritual practice. And I just love that she shared that with me and can share it with all of you. Just really gets me in the mood listening to that before the program. And while I'm speaking to you today, I hope that you will go ahead and follow me on Blog Talk Radio to get reminders on your email. Maybe you'll even go on to author Samantha Wild or Samantha Wild Author. It's one or the other on Facebook. And like me there, where I also put my updates. And you can go to Reverend Sam Wild, if you haven't already, to get your copy of my book, Strange Gifts, which has some of the ideas that I talk about every time I have the show and some of the hopes and prayers in my heart as a minister, what's been put there inside of me as a minister to give and to share with people. It's really a pleasure for me to share with all of you sweet, dear, and wonderful friends. And I wanted to talk to you about something I've been thinking a lot about, which is goodness. Goodness has been on my mind because it's a word that I use all the time. I use it with my children. My children are good. If you have children, then you find yourself saying you're good or you're bad or you're noticing good or bad behavior all the time. And of course, all of us respond when we're asked the question, how are you? We say, we're good. Well, first off, it's grammatically incorrect, which my mother has reminded me of many times. But what does it actually mean when you say you're good? What you actually mean is that things are good. And usually that means that things are okay. Nothing terrible has happened. Things are going along. Life is the way it is. But the word good is actually powerful and potent and meaningful word. And so as I've been thinking about this idea of the good, thinking about how goodness is the beginning of happiness, when we actually start to see goodness in other people and in ourselves and in life, then we start to feel a sense of happiness building and joy, real deep-seated contentment and joy coming to us. Good and the idea of good and the practice of finding good is important because it's in every religious and spiritual tradition. And I think when you find something like that, that you see it's coming up with Louise Hay and people who are manifesting and creating and channeling spirits, you'll see this idea, and you see the Buddhists talking about the idea of good, and you see the Christians talking about the idea of good, and you see it coming out of Judaism, and you see it coming out of the yoga tradition. When you see something like that, and it comes out of two diametrically opposed teachers, two people who are politically on opposite sides, and yet they're teaching the exact same message, then you know you're hearing a little bit of the truth with a capital T. And in our current culture, there's a lot of talk about how you can manifest or create your life and focus your energy. Let's talk about the idea that if whatever you focus your energy on grows. So if you want more good health, you focus your energy on your good health. But of course, we're human beings, so we focus our energy, we tend to, on the negative, on what's not good. Well, this is an idea that's also in the Bible, and it's in one of my favorite lines in Proverbs, which is that as a person thinks, so is he or she. As a person thinks, so is she. Which is that total truth that we're all coming to in our own way, realizing the power of the mind and the ideas of the mind and where we focus our mind. In the yoga practice, we work on focusing our attention in different places. And if you learn to focus your attention on the good, then the good starts to build. So the mantra I've been working with for myself is to look for the good, find the good, and focus on the good. Those three things. To look for the good, find it, and to focus on it. So what this means is when you're interacting with people, and you're interacting with children, and you're interacting with your spouses, your colleagues, you're interacting with yourself, the first thing you want to do is actually look for the good. And then you're going to find it. You're going to be successful. And sometimes that's very, very difficult because you can be in a dialogue or a conversation or a conflict with someone where you feel like there is no good. But you're going to find the good, and then you're going to focus it. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to say, what is good? What does that even mean? I went to my dictionary. I love my dictionary. And I looked up the definition for good because you think, well, of course, we all know what good means. We say it all the time. But do we really know what it means? Good has so many definitions. There was just a beautiful long list, half a page in my dictionary. And I want to read them to you. Good means morally excellent or virtuous. It means honorable or worthy, generous, loving, kind, well-behaved. That's the one for parents. It means proper or desirable, favorable, having beneficial effects, excellent in quality or degree. It means unspoiled. In other words, good meat is unspoiled. It means healthy and attractive and great in amount or full. So what's incredible to me is that good really does encompass all of those qualities. And as I continued to think about it, it led me to the beginning of Genesis, in the beginning of the Bible, when God is the story of creation, and God is creating the world. And every time God creates some part of it, the waters, the sky, God makes these things, and then God says that it is good. And that's the refrain, and God saw that it was good. And then God makes mankind, male and female, and sees that they are very good. And finally, God sees everything that he has made, that God has made, and indeed, it was very good. Well, why is it the word good? Why isn't it the word beautiful, fantastic, awesome, mind-blowing? I mean, we're talking about the creation of the universe, and yet the word is just this little word. Holds all of those things I just read to you, the excellent, the virtuous, the honorable, the beautiful, the healthy, the attractive, the full, the unspoiled, the favorable. In fact, the good is God stuff. The good is the God stuff. So when we're doing this practice of looking for the good, we're actually looking for the God stuff inside of other people, inside of ourselves, inside of our day. So when I'm sitting here and the computers aren't working and I can't get online and I can't find the phone number to call for the radio show and I'm irritated, and you can feel when in situations like that your blood pressure rising, you're getting anxious or frustrated or angry. A lot of people, the reaction is to get more and more angry at the computers, and you want to look for the good. What you're going to do is look for the God stuff. You're going to look for the God stuff, the little hand of the divine reaching in. And you realize, you know, it's not just about these computers not working. There's the message and the meaning inside of everything that's happening for us. That's the good that's there, the God stuff. So when you look for the good in any situation you're having, you're going to hold the hope at the beginning. It's just a hope that good is present. particularly when you're in a really in a bad conflict with a person or a colleague or somebody you don't like, or you're in a situation with a child that can be very frustrating or a parent, or you feel a lot of anger or judgment within yourself. You hold to the hope that there is good there, and you start looking for it. So it's like scanning. If you can imagine being a hawk up in the sky, and you start to scan down below you on the ground, and you're looking around. In that case, you're looking for something to eat. But I'll just use that metaphor. You're looking and seeking, and then you're going to find it. Even if it's very small, find something that's good. And for you take a situation like my computers, because that's just a very accessible one for me right now, I could say to myself, this is good because this gives me an opportunity to be in frustration. And when I'm in frustration, I can have more compassion and sympathy for other people in frustration. And it gave me an opportunity to take a deep breath and to realize that what was the big hurry anyway? So there was some good in that situation. I found it. And then the third thing is to focus on it, which means to hold to it. Keep your attention on it. So in all the practices of meditation and visualization that we get from many different traditions, there's this idea of focusing the mind. And just like, you know, that hawk has to look around for its food, it has to find the little mouse on the ground, it has to keep its attention while it's diving down to it. If it gets distracted by another hawk or a falling stick or the sun getting covered by the clouds, then it's not going to get to where it's going to find that mouse. And we want to have that single-minded attention too, particularly in difficult situations where we're going to fix our gaze on the good and we're going to hold it there and not allow ourselves to be distracted, at least for a short period of time. The good is so powerful and it's so important because it is the beginning of happiness. You know, we do have moments of sort of transcendent happiness that kind of happen to us, but we can build more happiness inside of ourselves by how we bring our attention onto the good stuff, which is the God stuff. And I want to think about that in terms of the fact that happiness is not a constant state of being for anybody, no matter how much spiritual elevation you ever have. I was reading in a wonderful book called Spiritual Literacy, by Frederick and Marianne Brissat. They say, and I'm reading this now, as a couple, we have a practice of counting moments of happiness. We got the idea from a quotation in May Sarton's Endgame, which we used in our first book, 100 Ways to Keep Your Soul Alive. Sarton suggests that it is wrong to expect that there will be a time of happiness in our lives. Rather, there are moments of happiness, and almost every day contains at least one moment of happiness. And that's the end of the quote. So we think about these, there are moments of happiness, and every day contains at least one moment of happiness. And what we want to look at is not building the sense that we're sustained in happiness constantly, because we're human beings and we have all kinds of feelings and emotions and experiences, but that we're beginning to practice to look for the good, to find the good, to focus on the good, because the good is the God stuff. And it's when we see it in ourselves, God loves me, I'm divine, child of God. We see it in others, God loves them, and they're divine children of God. And then we begin to see it in the world, God loves all of creation. It is very good. It is very good. And then we can have just really fun with that when we're feeling and finding ourselves feeling good and saying the word good to other people, to really just dig in and know that that good is attached to all these ideas of moral excellence and honorableness and worthiness and generousness and love and unspoiledness and health and attractiveness. The good is really powerful. So I can wish you all a very, very good day. I'm so glad that you tuned in to listen to this program. It just makes my heart so happy when you reach out and tell me that it's encouraged you or supported you or helped you through your day. That's why I want to do this. I want to reach in to as many of the lives of people I know and people I don't know and be a blessing to you. So I hope it's a blessing to you, and I hope that you will continue to listen and head on over to Facebook and like me there. If you're not getting my email updates, you can always send me an email at sam@samanthawild.com, and I can put you on the email list to get the updates for the radio show. And that's a wonderful thing, to be able to be connected to each other. So I want you to know right now at this moment in time, whatever's happening. I know some people who are completely overwhelmed by circumstances, and some of you are just walking in a really cheerful day. Wherever you are, whatever's happening in your mind or your heart, however far you still have to go in becoming that excellent person, that really good person, that you're loved right now, just as you are, in your imperfection and in your humanity, you're loved as you are. And that's very powerful. And that you are good. And that more than anything, God is the energy of the universe that sees only good. So what God sees when God sees you is all your goodness, every good deed you've ever done, every good deed you ever will do, every good deed you seek to do. Look for the good, find the good, and focus on the good. Friends, this is Reverend Sam Wild. I am wishing you a love-filled and very good day.